I'd say the corn report is slightly bearish today. It doesn't really change the old crop scenario, but the new crop estimate was higher than expected for the new season. Keep in mind, for both corn and soybeans, I think the corn and soybean planting estimates are understated. But again, we won't have evidence of that until June 30th, so it's going to be a while. In the case of soybeans, we basically had a neutral report. USDA did not move the needle on the old crop ending stocks. They're still at 120 million bushels, and the new crop ending stocks of 140 million bushels are not that far away. And then in the case of wheat, overall, really, the report looked fairly neutral here. Ending wheat stocks for the new season are a little bit lower than the current season and close to expectations. World wheat stocks expecting to stay steady at least is a bit of a relief in that we don't have a big bearish anticipation overhanging the market, thanks to record demand matching what's expected to be a record wheat crop. But again, as I say, when it comes to that new crop season, it's very early. We have a lot yet to learn and a lot of weather to get through. So we'll be right here, and we'll keep up with the situation and hope you continue to join us. So cotton supply today, they brought the current ending stocks estimate for the current season down to 3.3 million bales. Exports in today's cotton scenario, 16.25. In the April, we were looking at 15.53. So they raised the cotton exports 700,000 bales, roughly. So there's a modest increase in the export estimate that accounted for that. The best I can tell you is the old crop ending stocks estimate down to 3.3 million bales. USDA has given it an average farm price of 68 cents. A pound. So the new crop estimate, they're looking for a 17 million bale crop in the new season with ending stocks of 3.1 million bales. The average farm price is 75 cents. So that starts out the new season. The livestock beef, and I'm going to give you just the 2021 production estimates on beef, are increased from 27.64 up to 27.9, I'm guessing, billion pounds. On the increase basically coming in the third and fourth quarter, they're looking over 7 billion pounds of production in both of those quarters. For pork, really didn't change much as far as the production estimate today. 28.22 billion pounds is just down slightly from a month ago. They're still looking for a bigger fourth quarter of pork production, but we'll have to see about that when it gets here, if we actually have the hogs available or not. As far as the prices, USDA projecting in 2021 an average steer price of $116.30. That's just up slightly from a month ago. If you make it to the fourth quarter, they're looking for $120. For a steer. So not a very bullish outlook, maybe not a surprise there given the situation. In barrels and gilts for 2021, you're looking at 67.2 as a price projection for May. That seems pretty low given the situation here. But for the second quarter right now, they're looking for $79 average on barrels and gilts. So obviously hogs are trading a lot higher than that. Right now. So